Raskin, Speaker Johnson had egg all over his face, GOP won't take yes for an answer. By Pam Key on February 6, 2024. Representative Jamie Raskin, DMD, said Tuesday on MSNBC's Alex Wagner Tonight that former President Donald Trump's opposition to an immigration deal and the failed impeachment of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas has led House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, to have egg all over his face. Wagner said, "You are a member of the House of Representatives. And there was just a spectacular piece of Republican theater that failed, miserably on live television. That was the attempted impeachment of Alejandro Mayorkas. Do you have a thought on that? They are going to take another pass at it again in the coming days, I believe." Raskin said, "Yeah, well, the Mayorkas impeachment was like the trinket consolation prize for the MAGA-rite, which is not going to be able to bring the Biden impeachment to the floor. That really has been an extraordinary flop in our committee. And in the Oversight Committee, as every which way they have turned. The witnesses have rejected what they are saying about Joe Biden. They just haven't laid a glove on Joe Biden, and there is no high crime or misdemeanor, there is no treason or bribery. So they said, let's go ahead and impeach Mayorkas. That is the bone we will throw to Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz and the crowd." He added, "Mike Johnson ended up with egg all over his face. I mean, you could literally see him blushing, and then furious and enraged the way the Republicans were. They held the vote open for a long time, to try to change somebody's mind, and none of that worked. So like everything else they are doing, it's all boomerang. Because they don't have a plan for America. The things that they used to talk about, like abortion, they can't talk about anymore, because the public has completely repudiated them. So now they are down to immigration, and they won't take yes for an answer. Because Donald Trump wants to run on immigration as a problem, not as a solution." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanan.